This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, or BRICS summit in Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting Russia at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of this edition of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Briefing reporters in New Delhi on the Prime Minister's visit to Russia, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to attend a few bilateral meetings. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, this agreement can lead to disengagement and resolution of tension that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the border areas. On the issue of return of Indians who were fighting in the Russian army, Foreign Secretary Misri said around 85 Indians have returned from Russia and nearly 20 people are still there. He informed that Indian embassy officials have been in close touch with the interlocutors in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Defence of Russia on the early release of Indian soldiers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit, organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope. He further said that in just 125 days of the NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved and 15 new Vande Bharat trains have been launched. Regional Connectivity Scheme RCS, Udaan or Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, completed 8 years today. Speaking to the media on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, the government is envisioning to take Udaan scheme forward for 10 years and planning to start 50 more airports or enhance the capacity of existing airports. On the completion of 8 years of the Udaan scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the initiative has transformed India's aviation sector. The Janata Dal United and Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party, or LJPR, today released the names of party candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. The executive president of the party, Sanjay Kumar Jha, said, Sadhu Rai will contest from Jamshedpur West, while Raja Pitar will be the candidate from the Tamar Assembly constituency. On the other hand, LJPR has given a ticket to Janardhan Paswan from the Chatra seat. In these three constituencies, voting will be held in the first phase of polling on the 13th of November. Under the seat-sharing arrangement of the NDA, 2 seats were given to JDU, while 1 seat to LJPR. Police Commemoration Day is being observed today to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on the day, praised the unwavering dedication of police personnel to ensure the safety of the people. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to the martyrs. In his address, the Home Minister said, in the last decade, due to the efforts of the brave Jawans, peace has been restored in Jammu and Kashmir, the northeast, and the areas which were affected by left-wing extremism. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Puri and Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 kilometers per hour. The India Meteorological Department, in its latest cyclone bulletin, has said the well-marked low-pressure area over East Central Bay of Bengal will move west-northwestwards and intensify into a depression by tomorrow morning and then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over East Central Bay of Bengal. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in most coastal districts and some interior areas of Odisha from Wednesday to Friday. Indian archer Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category of the Archery World Cup final in Mexico today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.